Harbor Audio presents Haunted Empire, Apple After Steve Jobs by Yukari Iwatani Kane. Read by Arielle Delisle. Author's note. This is a work of nonfiction based on 5 years of reporting, including 3 years that I spent covering Apple for the Wall Street Journal. All of the names and details described are real. When I embarked on this project before Steve Jobs' death, I had planned to chronicle how the CEO and his team had rescued Apple from near bankruptcy and turned it into a breathtakingly successful empire. About a year into my reporting, however, I realized that a more compelling story about the company's leadership transition was unfolding right in front of me. Having previously covered Sony and seen its decline following the departure of its founder, I was particularly interested in how Apple would handle these challenging first years in an increasingly complex business environment. And so I started over again with one question. Can a great company stay great without its visionary leader? I thought that if any company could, it would be Apple. Although I had access to the company's media events and some of its executives during my reporting for the newspaper, Apple chose not to grant any further access apart from one shareholders' meeting. Even so, I was able to draw from more than 200 interviews with nearly 200 sources who have firsthand knowledge of Apple's world in the United States, Europe, and Asia. They include Apple executives and employees, past and present, as well as business partners, lawyers, friends, and acquaintances who have come into close contact with Apple's inner circle at various points in the company's history. I also interviewed former Foxconn and Samsung employees, executives, consultants, and business partners. Because of the secretive nature of all...